Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. I had the most interesting conversation with a client this week. We were talking about the energies that are building right now, how everything seems to be converging towards the same few days in the middle of February. And as I was chatting with her about my take on the many multiple layers of converging energies, she said, with such wisdom, you know, whilst you've been talking, I was listening carefully and my intention, my gaze, was moved to the keyboard just in front of me. I kept seeing the same three keys on that computer keyboard. And there was this pause where I could hear her smiling through the phone and she said, delete, return, shift. She said, as you were speaking, delete, return and shift were calling out to me. And I know they're significant, like they're signposts for exactly what you are describing. Marvellous. It lit me up no end inside so much. And she was absolutely right. Those three keys, delete, return and shift, they are the perfect guides for what's needed for what is about to take place right now, for what's been building since the end of last year and what's going to reach a first crescendo between around about the 17th and 22nd of February. This is the first of many peaks this year, I think. This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson. And on the show this week, we're exploring these three simple signposts that appeared on a computer's keyboard and what they're telling us about the extraordinary energies opening in the middle of February. My 2026 experiment then, as I'm doing one the entirety of this year, it's really quite simple, and I think this is a part of it. So instead, just in case you haven't heard of this before, instead of setting myself goals, as I have in previous years, I decided that I would simply try something completely different in the way I approached this year. I took a large wall calendar and I marked out the entire year with coloured tape, blue days for self-care, healing and fasting, orange days, a whole week actually at a time for client work, admin, business management, service. And then entire weeks were coloured green, green weeks for pure potentiality where anything at all could arrive, and it certainly has been. I didn't write down what I was going to do in those spaces on that calendar. The space was simply in order to make the time available for whatever of that kind wanted to step forward. Open systems instead of targets, experiments instead of goals. 2026 for me is a space for pure potentiality rather than overly rigid plans. And what I'm discovering is that when you show up as the frequency that you want to become, rather than trying to achieve outcomes on your own, well, the universe starts to really respond and unlock whatever has been waiting in your manifestation field for you all along. And this week, for me, what really left its mark, because there always seems to be something each week, and it's something I love to share with you. Well, this week it was delete, return, shift. How awesome. Now, every year since 2020, on February the 22nd, actually, to be specific, I've observed a major Stargate opening, and it remains open for months. I don't understand entirely why it happens on this specific date, but it does. And year after year since 2020, so this will be the sixth time it's done it, the same Stargate opens, but it has a new layer inside of it. I think it's a portal to whatever is coming next, and it floods us with all of the up-leveling knowledge and connections and clearings that are required for us to make that step from one stepping stone where we are to the next ahead of us. And this year, what's making it also particularly potent is everything else that's also happening in the days leading up to it and away from it. And this is what I was talking to my client about. You know, there's a lot going on, even just in the next few weeks this year. Not only is it the Chinese New Year, marking a transition from the wood snake to the fierce, fiery horse, but we also have an annual solar eclipse that's creating a ring of fire in the sky. We've got a new moon going into Aquarius. We've got six planets all lining up, visibly, like they're in a long queue for a coffee. They're lining up visibly in the evening sky. And our sun, well, that's been particularly active with high-level solar flares and elevated solar wind speeds and multiple coronal mass ejections sending charged particles, cosmic fairy dust, I call it, if you like. Well, it's bombarding us. It's bombarding Earth's magnetic field, and it's raising frequencies and rubbing us all up the wrong way. And Mercury, darling Mercury, is preparing to go retrograde just a few days later. Pretty much every system I've looked at, whether it's astronomy, not an astronomy girl, Chinese astrology, not one of those either, Western astrology and more. I mean, I'm energetic. That's my particular bag. Well, what's coming next? It's sparking with potential for whatever is showing up, because so many different systems are all saying the same thing. And I've been feeling it. I've been feeling it since the summer solstice, really, slowly but surely ramping up. And now I can really feel it starting to reach a crescendo. But I don't think that this is the only high point, the only peak that we're approaching. I think, given that year after year, the same Stargate with that new layer opens, for me, that's the clue. And because I'm feeling this for weeks now, this sense of something approaching, it's not a foreboding in any way. It's just a feeling you get when you, well, you kind of know things are about to shift, but you're not quite sure how or what into, though you might start to get a few clues. And then my client, she stared at her keyboard and she saw those three keys, and suddenly that's what she said. Delete, return, shift. Just those three simple functions, three everyday actions, the sort of things that those of us that use computers, well, we do it without thinking. But they're also three perfect signposts for what's being asked of each one of us energetically right now. And the shifting is happening, whether we understand what's happening or not, or whether we connect consciously with it or not. We are all experiencing the transition, and whether we move through it with awareness and alignment, like my delightful client, or whether it feels chaotic and disorientating, like one or two others of my delightful clients, I know we are all on the move. And that's why I wanted to share these three keyboard keys with you on my show today, because they're showing us what's naturally occurring during this transitional period. But delete isn't something we have to force ourselves to do, or anyone else to do either. Delete's what's already happening. Things are already falling away. You must have noticed this as well. Beliefs that once felt solid are suddenly revealing themselves as maybe worthy of investigation. Identities that we or other people have carried, they're starting to make us feel uncomfortable. Somehow there's something inauthentic about it. And perhaps systems that we've always relied on, that we were raised in and that we built our awareness on, well, again, they're starting to feel like clothes that no longer quite fit in the way they used to. So the old patterns are being deleted. They're simply dissolving without us having to work on anything like releasing them. And we're left needing to know what to do next. And genuinely, I don't think there is very much that you need to do next apart from allow and then return, which is the second key, return to the person you know yourself to be. This isn't a new you. This is the you, the ancient wise you, the one that always knew who they were. So return is a kind of magnetic pull, this sense of coming back to something we'd forgotten, coming home to a personality, a unique frequency that feels so much more like ourselves than the ones we've been vibrating at. There's this returning that's taking place, and it's not because we're trying to return, it's because the energies themselves are calling us back, or rather, I would say, calling us forward to return into our true self, our true nature. And the shift, well, that's the inevitable next right step, isn't it? When you've deleted what no longer serves and resumed your authentic frequency, shifting then is the next inevitable step, the next natural one. It's effortless, almost like you're being guided forward by something much larger than your own will or effort or determination or desire. It's just effortless. You are being magnetically moved by a power greater than you are. Now, my client, she didn't analyze what those three keys meant. She's a very, very wise soul, actually. And she simply knew that their relevance in the moment, that I suppose, you know, as she was looking at them, the relevance was that they were the perfect simple guide. That's how the best teachings arrive, isn't it? Not through complicated explanations or step-by-step instructions or four-month courses, but through simple signposts left by guides and mentors and helpers that just make sense when you see them and that you can remember really easily. So I've been running my 2026 experiment now for about 2 months. And remember, this is systems instead of targets and potential rather than any form of rigid plans. And what I'm discovering is that the universe really loves to communicate through the simplest, most accessible symbols that are imaginable. And this week it was a simple computer keyboard, three keys that we use every single day, delete, return, shift. There's nothing complicated about that, just three functions that perfectly describe the process of what is unfolding. And so over the course of this show, I'm going to share with you what I've been noticing about each of these signposts, what it actually feels like when things are being deleted, maybe from your energy field, how you know when you are returning to your authentic frequency, and what happens when that inevitable shift begins to occur. And when the Stargate or any of the other energies that are in a flux, a convergence at the moment, and you find yourself waking up on the other side of the transition, What's that going to feel like? Everything is pointing to 2026 being a year that's going to demand authenticity in ways that you might not have been prepared for. Hopefully you are, but maybe you're not, right? Firehorse energy doesn't have much patience for pretense. It doesn't tolerate you giving yourself in half measures. It is fierce, it gallops, and it will carry you forward whether you feel ready or not. And the question really is whether you're going to resist it, try and hold back a firehorse, or whether you're going to say, do you know what? Okay, I'm in this chariot, pull me along. Are you going to try to hold on to what's being deleted, or are you going to trust whatever is falling away and that what is falling away is what needs to fall away? And are you going to fight against the return of your authentic frequency, or are you going to let yourself come to that sense of your trueness again? I, for one, am all about the allowing at this time. Given what I've seen energetically and all the other convergences, I think each one of us is being called to share in a great event, some form of reset for us or those around us or for the energies that are around. And although we have been given precious little choice in the matter, well, we may as well allow the 2026 experiment to really carry us along joyfully and see what shows up next.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the Future Self Energetic Show. I'm Amanda Nelson, and we've been looking at three keyboard keys that caught my client's attention when I was speaking with her this week. And I want to take you deeper into what I've been observing about those signposts. Three keys: delete, return, shift. Simple signposts for this extraordinary time. Delete then. Delete, delete. Here's what's interesting about deletion energy, from my point of view anyway. I think this delete's going to be subtle at first, but then gather more pace. Things will just start to matter less. I don't think this is about you cutting things out of your life. I think what will happen is they will just fall away. So that could be beliefs. Beliefs you once held dear, they suddenly seem increasingly irrelevant. Maybe patterns you've repeated for years and years simply stop repeating without you even choosing them to stop. It's like the universe is pressing delete for you, clearing away what no longer needs to be there. And I, for one, have found myself being manoeuvred, is that a good word, in very different directions this year. I was all about focusing on therapy and books and courses, and now I'm creating oracle cards, which is such a shift. And I was all about travel and journeys and exploration, and now I'm all about home and homemaking and rejoicing in alone time, and sometimes even preferring to be a hermit. So that's what's being deleted right now. The underlying beliefs and identities that were ours for a while, but now don't really fit. And it might be that you felt you never really truly fitted into your identity. There were times in my life when I certainly didn't know who I was. I didn't feel that some of my identity was mine to begin with. I think I'd always inherited it. I'm sure you're the same. And so, if you adopted any aspect of your identity, or you were encouraged to have that identity, even though it did not feel in alignment with you, you know, well, maybe it's time to allow that to fall away. I think that's what the delete's talking about. And the fire horse energy that's arriving within the transition is particularly unforgiving about inauthenticity. So I've been researching fire horse years, and they are really known for their intensity, their demand for truth, their absolute refusal to tolerate anything that's false. The horse doesn't pretend to be something in order to make itself more comfortable, and it's asking you to do the same. I'm not promoting revolution here. I'm not saying turn into someone you're not. I want you to turn into someone you are. Tap into your kindness. Tap into your inner wisdom. Tap into your expansion. Tap into your knowledge. Tap into your authenticity. So it's going to be an interesting year then. And this energy is about to become the dominant frequency, and it's going to stick around for the next year at least, which means that anything in your energy field that's based on pretense or performance or being who you think you ought to be rather than who you actually are, it's going to feel increasingly uncomfortable to have control and mastery over. It might be unsustainable even. And the deletion is making space for the fire horse to gallop on through without tripping over all your accumulated inauthenticity. Oh, and mine too. I'm counting myself in this. You know, that inauthenticity, if there is any, that might be hanging around. And as things have started to become deleted, once that space has been cleared, there's this wonderful magnetic pull back to something that we'd forgotten about ourselves, back to a frequency that feels like authentically matches us. In my 2026 experiment, I've been declaring myself as prosperity every morning and evening. I've been using the affirmation, I am prosperity, at the start and end of every day. And what I've discovered is that this practice is essentially finding my way back to a frequency that was always mine, but that I'd somehow shifted away from, moved or floated away from. I'd convinced myself that prosperity was something I needed to earn or achieve or deserve. Lots of family beliefs wrapped up in this one, of course, but those beliefs are not true of me. That's the energy of this year. How invigorating and validating then for the energy to show you who you are. And the return key on the keyboard, that takes you on to the start of the next new line where fresh words can be written in your story. And that's exactly what's happening energetically right now. We are each being taken to our authentic frequency so that new experiences, new timelines, new stories, new tales of daring do, new versions of ourselves can begin to form and flourish. I was talking with another friend about this renewal sensation that's around, and she described it perfectly. She said it feels like remembering something that she'd always known about herself but had somehow forgotten. It's not about learning something new, but recognising something familiar that she had forgotten about entirely. Coming back into herself after years of becoming somebody else. That's the return. And so the Stargate that opens on the 22nd, that's going to amplify this returning exponentially as well. I've watched it happen every year since 2020, and people who've been doing the work of deletion, who've been clearing space in their energy fields, suddenly find themselves pulled back to their authentic frequency with a gentle force that feels both overwhelming and like coming home. Some people described it to me like they felt that they suddenly woke up from a long dreamscape. What I now know, though, is that you can't return to your true frequency while still carrying all the old programming that belongs to an old frequency. This is why delete must happen first. This is why those keys appeared to my clients in that specific order. It wasn't return, delete, shift, but delete, return, shift. And the sequence, it really matters, doesn't it?
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. My name's Amanda Nelson, and today on the show we've been exploring the three keyboard keys that are serving as signposts for the February energies that are all clustering around the same destination in the middle of the month. So let's look at shift. I think shift perhaps is one of the most interesting key functions on a keyboard, and that's because shift, if you hit it, doesn't do anything by itself. So when you use a keyboard, you hold down the shift key and then you also press another key at the same time. How interesting. You see, the shift transforms whatever other key you touch, and it does it without fundamentally changing any part of the letters themselves usually. So shift and the letter A, lowercase, becomes uppercase. Shift and another key, well, hidden symbols become accessible. Light text, shift B, suddenly becomes bold. Shift, return, a new page appears. It's the same keyboard, the same choice of keys, but suddenly you have access to functions that simply weren't available before you actually held down that empowering shift. And this is exactly the shift that happens when you successfully move through the deletion and the returning, and then you step through the energies available to you right now. Choose that shift, okay? Be an uppercase version of yourself. Show your hidden symbols, that bold version of you. Start your new page. I've been observing this shift phenomenon firsthand, I think, since the start of my experiment this year. And what really strikes me most is how natural it feels when you're not resisting it. I think by approaching this year as a kind of potential, a sort of, I wonder what will happen if we simply tried this kind of energy, we each have the opportunity to be carried forward by momentum, a thundering fire horse, if you like, that's much larger than your individual will and that will transport you to a much higher place. If you've done the deletion work, or you're open to it, if you've allowed yourself to return to your authentic frequency, or you are open to it, then this fierce stallion energy won't feel destructive or threatening when it initiates the shift. It's going to feel exhilarating and marvelous and mysterious, like you've been waiting your whole life for permission to be this intense, authentic, uncompromising. That knowing about who you are and claiming it. And the fire horse gives you that permission. So the cosmic alignments happening right now are creating perfect conditions for the shift. Those charged particles I mentioned, the fairy dust from our sun, they're literally upgrading the frequency of everything they touch. Your cells are responding, your energy field is responding, the planet is responding, and we're all being shifted whether we consciously choose it or not. Try to get with this program though, as it makes all the difference in how smooth or turbulent that final shift is going to feel for you. My client, and I'm very grateful to her, the one that saw those three keys on her keyboard, she said something else that stayed with me. She said, I knew immediately they were significant, not because I had to figure out what they meant, but because they just made sense, like signposts that are so clear you don't need anyone to explain them to you. And I had to agree with her. And that's how the best guidance arrives, isn't it? It's not through complicated teachings or intricate processes or long courses, but through simple markers that just make sense when you see them. Delete, return, shift. Three everyday functions that perfectly describe what's unfolding during this extraordinary transitional period. I don't know exactly what your deletion looks like, and I don't know what frequency you're being called to return to. I don't know what form your shift will take when the energies really converge in a couple of weeks. But I do know that if you're listening to this show, if something in you resonated enough to stay with me right the way through to the end, then you're already being primed to respond positively to the energies of this time. So welcome to the transition. Three keys: delete, return, shift. Simple signposts for an extraordinary time. Trust them, because they will show you the way. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.